Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start the show off the same way we start every episode, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norel Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norel, we do appreciate your ongoing support. Now on with the show. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they could do a better job at that than I. So on that note, sir, can you please tell everybody who you are and what you're about?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, Elliot. I'm Dan Gallagher, the CEO of the Mixu Group of Companies right here in Fort McMurray.
There we go. Okay, so let's get into what that means for the individuals at home who don't know what that organization's about. What do you guys do?
Yeah, happy to explain it. The Mixu Group of Companies is the wholly owned economic development arm of the Mixu Cree First Nation, which is largely based up in Fort Chippewa, and the nation is. They've got about 3,500 members across the province, a large portion of which are here in Fort McMurray. The company was created back in 1991 to create employment at that time for its First Nation members. They could see the development that was happening in their backyard, and you know, it was displacing a lot of their traditional jobs, whether it be fishing or trapping, whatever that looked like. And they wanted to be a part of it. And so they created the company. And since then, it has just absolutely grown and blossomed and has done really well. Today, we have two wholly owned businesses. There's one MML and there's MFM. And they both provide maintenance services to the oil sands, all the operators here in the region. Employ probably about 650 folks right now.
Wow.
Got 10 different partnerships, and everything from logistics to mining and construction, and some service entities there as well, too. We have our private equity space in which we own a number of different companies, and so we've got an equity stake in a company called JL Filtration. We've got 29% equity stake in a company called Impact Safety, which does remote confined space monitoring. And just last week, happy to announce that we purchased 100% of an Alberta company called Smogbuster that
does
ventilation services across Canada. They actually do work in the Middle East. They've doing some upcoming work in the UK. So now we're going to be on a global.
Wow,
scope.
That's huge!
Yeah, and then the last arm of our business would be our infrastructure side, and so we own a portion of Suncor's East Tank Farm, and we own a portion of a power line that goes between here and the Edmonton region.
Okay,
as well too. So it's a pretty diverse,
very diverse
companies, and really happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, really cool. So this is a great opportunity for me to ask this question because I've always wondered when it comes to the partnerships of these individual companies, how does that take place? Is that something that you guys go looking for because it's going to fit your portfolio, or is that something where you have your phone just blowing up people like, hey, can we partner with you guys? How does that work?
It's kind of a two-way street. Okay. That's what I would say is some weeks we feel like we're Dragon's Den and you've got people coming to you on a regular, constant basis saying, hey, we'd like to partner with you.
Right.
And so, you know, we're very deliberate on who we partner with. We want to be best in class, you know, for any of our partners that have long-term stable distribution back to the nation. And so it's not just anybody that we partner with. And so in some instances, we'll go out and seek partners because we know that there's somebody in a space that's unique and we want to be in that space. And others, they just come to us with a great opportunity and it's like, okay, well, let's take this one seriously. And so it's a little bit of both, is what I'd say. But, you know, we're very selective.
Okay, very cool. So yourself, how long have you been in Fort McMurray for?
Yeah, I moved here with my family back in 2007. So born and raised in Sarnia, which, of course, another oil town. So, of course, got a presence there, Imperial Oil. All the folks are down there.
Right.
And and heard about the amount of work that was happening here in the region. And
yeah.
Applied, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Brought out. I spent some years with Suncor.
Okay.
And then I spent some years with Nexen Long Lake as well, too, before
okay.
the Mikisew Group.
Okay. Yeah, so if you got here in 2007, you were here when things were crazy.
Oh, absolutely crazy. You know, the lineups leaving site, coming back to town, was mm-hmm. before you had all the overpasses and all
that's
that.
Right.
It was
that's
just
right.
absolute craziness, yeah.
So when you came out here, like you said, you heard about the place. Did you have any friends, any family, or was it just like, hey, listen, I've heard that it's crazy, let's check this out. Did you have a job prior to coming, or did you just
I was working in automotive back in Ontario.
Oh, so completely different industry then.
Completely different, and to be honest with you, it was at the time when a lot of that work was going offshore to China and different places, and
yeah.
the automotive industry was heading into a slump.
Mm-hmm.
Sarnia being another oil town, I knew that that was... afforded great opportunities for great long-term careers.
Yeah.
And I did have some friends that were working here in the trades, and they just told me, Dan, the place is crazy. I'm like, come on out.
Yeah.
You know, there's more opportunity than you'll see anywhere else in the country.
And right. So
that was, it was easy in that respect. It's just difficult, of course, when you're moving your family from one side of the country to the other and then leaving family and friends and others behind.
Yeah.
But it's career-wise, it's just been...
Yeah, yeah. So my background is human resources originally before I started my own company. But the role of CEO, which you hold, I think a lot of people have no idea what that means and what it entails. Because we do have some young people that watch the show every once in a while. Like, it's a big title. Everybody wants to get it. What does it mean to be a CEO, though?
Yeah, man, this is a tough one. It's a little bit of everything, can't be all things to everybody, and you can't be all knowing. And so, in my role, it's a lot of strategy discussions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of public relations, and it's you need to know just enough about so many different elements of business to be dangerous.
That's right.
to ask
That's
the right,
right
questions. And so, I do have a business background. I've got an MBA. So that really just kind of touches on a bunch of those different elements, whether it's marketing or
mm-hmm.
finance or human resources, to your point.
That's right.
And so really it's about surrounding yourself with the best people, having a great team and leaning on them for their areas of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd say the one thing that was kind of surprising about the role as I've grown and learned and developed into it is the amount of storytelling that you have to do.
Right.
And because, you want to be able to connect with people at a personal level. And so you need to, when you're talking to your employees, you got to talk about what's really important to them. And then it's going back to the purpose of the company as well as, delivering good service to your clients and being safe. And then when you're talking to the shareholder, it's a completely mm-hmm. different conversation.
Yeah.
When you're talking with your clients, it's a different conversation.
That's right.
And so, but really it's just drawing out those best stories
mm-hmm.
for all the good things that happen in the company.
And that's right.
To share those with people.
Yeah. It's an interesting job, especially because I know I used to have to explain from time to time, what does a general manager do? What does CEO do? I just see them in their office. I see them doing all these things. And when we used to go to job fairs and I had to answer the question, he'd say like, listen, when you're in the entry level positions, you have to do like 1,000 little tasks every day. So you have a lot of things that keep you busy. But what you do doesn't have a huge impact necessarily if you make a mistake. You can clean it up. Yeah. When you get higher up the ranks, you don't have to make as many decisions every day. But the decisions you make have a tremendous impact on the company all the way down. So you need to make sure that like you make those right decisions. So when they're in the office thinking... like, it's about important stuff. Yeah, that's what I used to tell kids. It's important decisions that they make every day. Yeah.
You definitely have to draw out the best of your people. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing. It's really diving in and getting the right people so that you can trust on your key advisors.
Right,
in that space.
Right.
And then, you think about all the different levels that you go through to get there. And so I didn't start out as a CEO.
No.
I worked. Labor positions. I worked on the rigs for a while. I worked on a production line in automotive.
Mm-hmm.
I too spent some time in HR and
yeah.
in different roles
right.
throughout my career. And in each one of those, you learn along the way.
Yeah.
And really, it helps ground you in making sure that the decisions you make are the right ones.
That's right. Organization. That's right. And like you said, you have to kind of know a little bit about all of those departments so that you actually can, you know, have those discussions and make those decisions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you got to have fun along the way.
There you go. There you go. Well, listen, Tanner gave me the signal a few minutes ago. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, got to give a big shout out to Fort McMurray Denture Center for sponsoring this segment. If you need any help with your smile, long-term, short-term, they can help you out. They're not a dentist. They're denturists. So it's for the teeth that you weren't born with. So big shout out to McMurray Denture Center. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What is your favorite part of working with so many different companies?
I think my favorite part of working with so many different companies is being exposed to different industries. And so whether you get exposed to heavy civil with a company like North American, you know, that we're now partners on and we're buying haul trucks together, really understanding the metrics and the business model that they have is completely different and, you know, from what we do as our wholly owned businesses with the labor model. But then we have partners that are in healthcare, International SOS. And so understanding their labor model and their business model and how they do work. And they can be so varying and so different. And I love just understanding the different metrics that each business has to measure how they're performing.
Yeah.
I love that part of it.
Cool.
Question number two. What is one thing people wouldn't expect from the process of acquiring a new business?
I think it's the background homework that you have to do before you acquire a new business. And so when you're looking at a potential target, you know, the first question that we ask is, you know, does it fit our business model? We've got a strategy for diversification. We want to move outside of traditional oil and gas and some of the service companies that we have, but not too far that it's so different that we're adding risk to the business.
That's right.
And so behind the scenes, you have to really make sure that, you know, their culture is going to align with your own culture, that it's a fit within your business. But then there's all those other elements that go in behind it, whether it's, you know, are they a unionized company or a non-union company? Do they own their own vehicles or do they lease their vehicles? What IT systems do they use and that going to fit into your own?
Right.
And of course it's, you know, are we paying the right amount of money for this company? And, you know, what is their, how are they perceived in the marketplace? There's so many elements when you're doing the due diligence that you have to be aware of.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you really have to get deep into the weeds to make sure you're making the right decision.
Question number three. What is one thing that made you fall in love with Fort McMurray when you first got here?
I think being as remote as the community is, it's still tight like the home community that I grew up in Sarnia.
Right.
When you get to go to community events like the Spring Fling and you see how much people care about the community and about the, you know, our healthcare system, I just absolutely love that sense of pride that people have for Fort McMurray.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I'm an outdoors guy, so I just absolutely love you know, the bush and the water and everything that we have here. You know, it's kind of that triple whammy. You've got everything all wrapped up into one.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Question number four. What do you think is the best cartoon from your childhood?
That's a great question. You know what? I was always a huge fan of G.I. Joe. That was my go-to. You know, you get home from school before mom and dad got home from work and get to watch a little bit of cartoons before they got home. But I don't know if kids are watching that one anymore.
Well, now you know.
Yeah. Well, now you know. There you go.
And knowing is half the battle. In your final question, what is one story from working at your company that really stands out for you?
Well, that's a great one. I think when we, you know, I look at the group of companies and who we are, there's a very strong social purpose. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have a lot of exposure to a lot of Indigenous communities and people when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. And to come and work for the Mikisew Group has really opened my eyes. And I think one of my favorite stories was having the opportunity to go up to Fort Chipewyan for Treaty Days when I first started with the group.
Right.
And going up there, and it was lunchtime. And so one of our partners, Sodexo, was providing the lunch, and they brought a bunch of people in to cook and barbecue all this the food.
Right.
And all of the elders, it was time to eat, so all the elders sat down, and the rest of the community served the elders first. So kids are bringing plates of food to the elders. The mm-hmm. other adults are bringing plates of food to the elders. Mm-hmm. And it's a sign of respect, and that's why they're doing that. And then after they were done eating, they all kind of clean up and help out before they would eat themselves.
Right.
And I just love that. I remember coming home and telling my wife, like, you're just going to love this. Like, it's just that the respect that they have for their elders in the community mm-hmm. is mind-blowing to me. Like, I grew up in a fairly decent-sized, large family.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see when I go up there is that the, you know, family is so extended, and it's so wide and broad, and they consider the whole community and that elder group as part of their family.
That's right.
They really take care of them.
That's right.
Just love it.
Like, yeah.
Just absolutely love it. That's what an experience to have. Just love it.
Yeah.
And those have been your five questions.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there. I've only ever had the opportunity to go up in the winter, and it is something to see.
Yeah. You got to get up there in the summertime.
Yeah, that's what my mom says.
In southern Ontario, and we used to go up and spend a lot of time in the Muskokas, and, you know, it's that Canadian shield with the tea-colored water mm-hmm. and the smooth rocks.
Yeah,
You go up and you visit Dory Lake, and you see that, and it reminded me of home, but just the beauty of the place is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unmatched. Yeah. It's so different. You know, you're not that far north, but it's so different from what we have here.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Just love it.
Yeah.
The fishing's great. You know, the
No, my mom's been up there a lot of time over the years. My mom and dad moved here in 76, 77. So throughout her lifespan here in Fort McMurray, she's gone up there tons, and she loves it. She's originally, both of my parents are from Guyana, South America. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, there's a lot of similarities from like the bush where she grew up and there. And her part of her background is Amerindian. So she mm-hmm. is connected with the indigenous people from her country. So she's like, yeah, going up there is just, it's pretty close for her. She loves it. Yeah, she really does. So in your case, coming here, living in Fort McMurray now and working for this organization, for individuals like myself and Tanner who grew up here, what are some opportunities that they could take advantage of with your organization? How can they get involved?
Yeah, you know what? We're huge. We've got just a massive presence when you really look beyond just the wholly owned group of companies. And so we actually recently just created an app. So download the Mikisew app.
Okay.
And all of our opportunities are on there. And so whether it's any one of our skilled trades internally or labor positions or some of our office clerical positions,
mm-hmm.
They're all listed on there. But we've actually got dedicated landing pages for each of our partners as well, too.
Okay.
So if you're a heavy equipment operator, go on there, check out what they have through North America. If you're into healthcare, you can go see ISOS. You're a bus driver through First Canada, you know, you can apply directly to roles through our own app internally.
Right on. That's cool.
And I would say all of our partners and ourselves, you know, it's a tight labor market right now, and we're all looking to hire.
That's right.
And so if you're looking for a role, that's the place to go, is download that app and go and see what's available today.
Okay.
Because we're pretty proud of it as well, too.
Yeah, no doubt.
New stories and everything that's going on in the company on there as well, too.
Cool. Well, listen, my man, Tanner gave me the watch tap, so that means we've hit our 20 minutes. But before we cut our guests loose, you got a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, I talked earlier that we just made a new acquisition, and we're looking to help build that business. We have Impact Safety and doing the remote confined space monitoring. We also have Smog Buster now that is in the ventilation space, and when you put the two of those together, you know, generally the work that's happening in confined space is all happening at the same time. We've got two great companies that can do it all for you in one shot, so... If you're looking at doing some turnaround work or getting into any of your vessels, give us a shout. We'd be happy to provide that service for you.
There we go. Great shout out. Well, thank you, my man. Thank you for coming. Really do appreciate it. Feel free to come back as many times as you want.
Thanks, Elliot.
Awesome. All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, and the Mac City Minute sponsor, McMurray Denture Center. We appreciate your ongoing support. Other than that, I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hey guys, Karam here with McMurray Denture Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in, we'll help you out.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.